Welcome back to the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and let's get right into the show. But real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So El Primo could just stay in the hot zone dodging attacks, and then if they get too close, he could kill them easily. And once he gets that super, it's really good. Because he could just attack people in the other hot zone and then win that hot zone and then just stay in it and then dodge the attacks. He's also really good, like a Frank Primo Poco comp. That is crazy good. Because Frank Primo Poco, the Frank and the Primo could just stay in the zones while the Poco's in the middle healing them. It's so good. So yeah, El Primo's best mode is going to be hot zone. So on to the super rares. This is going to be our last rarity for today, since this is only a part one. But yeah, so we are going to be going for... Actually, it might not be a part one. I might keep going, but probably will be. So we're going to start off with Penny. So Penny's best mode is going to be Bounty. So the reason why Penny's best mode is Bounty is just because she could, like, she has a long range, not too good damage. Like, maybe the, like, coins out could really help her in some situations. But that mortar is, like, an extra player. And let's say Penny's mortar is half a player, then you have 3.5 players when the other team, unless they have a Penny, it's just three people or three teammates, or you get what I mean. But yeah, so the super rares, Penny is going to be the best in Bounty. So on to Daryl. Daryl's best mode is definitely gonna be Heist. So especially with all these new maps out, where he could deal a ton of damage to the safe. It's crazy. And he could just roll on the safe, deal a ton of damage. It's just crazy because, especially on these new maps that allow him to get on the safe. Like, you're supposed to get on the safe. And even if the other team could play defense, then he's a tank. So before he dies, he's going to be able to dish off, like, 15,000 damage with the gadget and his 3 attacks. So yeah, Daryl is crazy good in Heist. So for Carl, he is like viable in all of the modes. He's really good, like maybe not hot zone, but Carl is really, really good right now. But I'm gonna have to say his best mode is Brawl Ball. So his best mode is Brawl Ball just because he could go up, he could shoot the ball and go up with his new gadget. He's just so, he's so fast just because of his new gadget. Because he could, like, it would take him normally, like, 4 seconds or 5 seconds, when instead it takes him less than 1, which is crazy. So yeah, that could really be used. I always love to play Carl in Brawl Ball, Jump Grab, Showdown, but I'm gonna say his best one is Brawl Ball. So in today's episode, we are gonna be going over so on to the next brawler, which is Brock. So Brock is actually a very good brawler right now. Both of his gadgets are amazing. They just help him so much. The jumping one is actually pretty underrated, I think. It's just so OP. But yeah, so he's viable in almost all of the modes right now. But the best one is going to be Bounty. So he's going to be really good in Bounty just because he could stay back and kill people. Like, if there's a Carl on the other team, he could just slightly outrange the Carl and then just keep chipping away at him until he's dead. Especially with that incendiary, I never know how to say it, but yeah, with that star power, it's really, really good. Just because it controls the map. It's almost like a barley, just like a not-so-good barley. So yeah, it's really, really good because you could just lock off areas with that. So on to Dynamike. So, for Dynamike, his best mode is going to be Heist. So, this probably wasn't a big surprise, but his best mode is Heist. So, this is just because he's not good in any other modes. Maybe, like, on a bounty map where you could just hide behind a wall and then shoot, but in Heist, he could just shoot over that wall in front of the safe. And with that gadget, he could play amazing defense. So, yeah, he's going to be really, really good in Heist. So, for Bo, his best mode, I would say, is Gem Grab. So, this is a very, like, controlling. You need to control the gem mine to be able to win. So, that's just what Bo's good at doing. Because with his mines, he could just lock off the, like, gem mine where all the gems spawn. And then with his attack, he could just, like, it's a pretty good attack. So then he could wipe people out. And then behind a wall, he could place his super totem. And then people could charge their super behind there. So he's a really good brawler in Gem Grab. So for Tick, his best mode is going to be Bounty. So, his best mode is Bounty, just because he could control the middle, and then his other two teammates could just farm their kills in front of the spawn, because he could just stand behind a wall and demolish everyone. So, yeah, Tick is going to be best in Bounty. So, the next brawler is going to be 8-Bit. So, 8-Bit's best mode is Brawl Ball, but he's not good, really, in any of the modes without his star power plugged in. Because the plugged in just gives him so much movement speed, because he's, like, the slowest brawler. And then, if that's fixed, then he would be, like, the best brawler, because he could have a normal movement speed. He's a tank, having a lot of health. He could deal a lot of damage, even from far range, and yeah, so he's going to be pretty good in Brawl Ball, especially because with his new gadget, he could just melt down like a Frank trying to kill somebody or something, or he could just use the other gadget and like teleport through a wall to like receive a pass. So yeah, Tick's best mode, 8-Bit's best mode is going to be Brawl Ball. So, for Ems's best mode is also, actually no, it's going to be Hot Zone. So Ems's best mode is Hot Zone, just because she can control that like Hot Zone with her super, having everybody slowed down. And then when they're slowed down, they're taking damage, not that amazing, but then they're also taking the damage from her attack, which is awesome, because her attack does a lot of damage. So yeah, his best mode is going to be Hot Zone. So, Ems is the last Trophy Road Brawler. So, let's get into the rares. So, first rare is going to be Poco. So, Poco's pretty good in Gym Grab, Brawl Ball, maybe even solos because he could just stay alive. But his best mode is definitely going to be either Brawl Ball or Gym Grab. But I'm going to have to go with Brawl Ball. So, in this mode, Poco Double Tank is unstoppable. Yes, like, maybe if they have a Colette, it's weaker. But Colette, that's not going to be good enough to stop the whole thing. Like, maybe they all need a Colette, a B, and, like, a Shelly. Then they could stop it. But that's not going to happen. So, yeah. Poco's best mode is gonna be Brawl Ball. Now on to Barley's. So Barley's best mode, I would say, is either Heist, Siege, or Brawl Ball. But I'm gonna have to go with Siege. So he's so good in Siege, just because you could control the whole area and like they can't come close to the bolt. Like the only person who could is like a Frank or El Primo, but then they're still gonna die. So yeah, Barley's best mode is gonna be Siege. So Rosa's best mode is going to be this one was actually pretty tough just because she's not that good really anywhere. It depends on the map. But I'm going to say Gemgraph. So Rosa could be very, very good in Gemgraph, like especially on like Hard Rock Mine, I'm pretty sure, or like where she could connect her bushes and then just sneak up and kill people. And then once they finally realize that she's there and then like start attacking her, she has her shield and then she could go straight at them. So yeah, Rosa's best mode is going to be Gemgraph. So then for El Primo, his best mode is going to be, this one was pretty tough, but it's going to be Bravo. Actually, no, it's going to be Hot Zone. Or not Surge, I'm sorry, just to the Chromatics. We'll go to Lou. So Shelly, her best mode is going to be Bravo. So she's okay in Showdown, but in a lot of other modes, like Jump Grab or anything else, she's really bad. Or she's okay in Bravo. I would say on like Sneaky Field, she's really good. But on some maps, she's not as good. But Bravo's the only time that she actually has a chance of doing something good for her team or making an awesome play. So now for, which one's the next one? Nita. So Nita's best mode is going to be Heist. So she's okay in other modes. It's not like Shelly. You could play her in Gem Grab sometimes, maybe Bravo. You could play her in more than just Heist, but because of that Hyper Bear star power, or even if you don't have the Hyper Bear, it's still OP. Because you could like just shoot at the Heist, it won't do that much damage, but your bear is going to deal a lot. It's basically like quadruple yourself. And if you have Hyper Bear, it's like really good. It's almost like you're as good as Spike. You're like the second good Spike. Because Spike will still be better at melting down the safe, but Nita will be so good too. So for Colt, his best mode is also going to be Heist. So his best mode is also Heist. Just because with that gadget, either one, now he could just demolish people. He also got really good in Bounty just because of his new gadget that shoots one out, where if you just hit that, it'll kill most of the brawlers that are viable for like Bounty, and it goes through walls. So like if there's a tick hiding behind a wall, just use it and then kill him, and then that's free stars. So yeah, but I would say his best mode is still gonna be Heist, because he could play defense and really good offense. So for Bull's best mode is going to be, this might be a little bit surprising, but it's going to be Bravo. So he's really good in Heist. Not really good, but like pretty good on some maps, because he could just burst down it so fast. But on Bravo, he's actually not bad, because once he could get his super, he charges onto somebody and he could get it back. It's just unstoppable, because it's like he deals a ton of damage, because almost he's going to be close range then if he's on top of somebody. And he also has a super, meaning that he has like the fastest movement speed ever. So yeah. Then if that could just happen, then he is like really, really good. But even if that doesn't, like maybe if you chip a little, then you get your super, you're almost back at your super, you chip, and then you get it. He's still really good in Brawl Ball then. So yeah, I'm going to say Bull is going to be the best in Brawl Ball. So for Jesse, you guys already know this. It's going to be Heist. So Jessie is a really, really bad brawler right now. Her attack needs a buff. I wouldn't say she's the worst brawler. She's in the bottom 10, I would say, maybe bottom 8, bottom 5. But her super is just going to get demolished. But the thing is, the high safe on the other team, it can't attack the super. So then your super could just keep attacking the high safe, and then, like, you could just defend it with the star power that heals 800. So on to Rico. So Rico's best mode is going to be Brawl Ball. Just know, if there's a ton of walls on a map, then make sure to use Rico, just because he could use that star power. And it's so OP. I tried it. Like, it's so, so good. So, yeah, make sure to use Rico's in a lot of walls maps with walls. But his best mode is going to be Brawl Ball, just because he could act like a thrower and kind of like a Colt and a high damage dealer with his gadget. So, yeah, he's, like, really good in Brawl Ball, especially on some maps. Some maps, he's not so good. Some maps, he's, like, really, really good. So, yeah, Rico's best mode is going to be Brawl Ball. So, on to, let me see here. Who have we not done? We haven't done Jackie. So, Jackie's best mode is definitely going to be either Gemcraft Brawl Ball or, like, Hot Zone. But I'm going to say her best mode is Brawl Ball. So I remember when I was pretty low trophies, I was just getting all my brawlers to rank 20. And then I played Jackie. She's so OP in there, especially at low trophies. Just because with the gadget, you could rush, like, the goal very easily. If you get on top of somebody, they're already dead. And if you have that Hardy Hard Hat star power, then she just takes less damage and gets more health. So, yeah. Jackie's really good in Brawl Ball. I think that is it. Penny, Carl, Daryl, Rico, Jackie, and... there's actually one more. So the next one is going to be... Actually, no, I'm pretty sure that's it. So if there actually is one, make sure to let me know by joining the Discord server or leaving a voice message. That's going to be it for today's episode. And, yeah, thanks for listening.